Phoenix FM, Brentwood and Billericay's local radio station, and we are still with Casa Kayla. Hello, Casa Kayla.
Hey,
hello.
Hello. Right, we'll manage to huddle all five of you around three mics, so we'll see how that works. There's been a bit of jostling about for position, but would you all want to introduce yourself, sort of left to right as I'm looking at you? So, over there.
I'm Henry.
Henry.
I'm Kieran.
I'm Connor.
Ben.
And Joel.
Brilliant. Okay, I had all your names down and I've already forgotten which order you're all in, but that's great. So we've got Joel, Ben, Henry, Connor and Kieran. And I think you're from, are you from Southend or Lee? We're not quite sure.
All over.
Half and half.
Generally Southend. Generally Southend, I think.
Okay, we'll say Southend. Yeah. It's kind of, yeah, nice and close. Okay, great. So how long have you all been together as a band?
Well, we started back when we were in year 12, which was like 3 years ago.
Three years ago.
Oh, yeah. Right.
16,
not quite for me though.
Like, Kieran's the baby of the band.
Yeah, he was added last year.
I joined. Summer, I think I joined. Yeah, just before last summer. And
so let me work this out. Year 12, 3 years ago. Does that make you all about 19? Is that right?
Yeah, 19, 20.
20, 20,
Ah, not bad. 19 and 20.
Double
okay.
digits.
Wait, is anyone 19? Are we all
20?
Exactly.
No,
we're all
20.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all 20.
We're big boys.
All 20. Okay, close enough. Right. So so you've all been together. Okay. How did you all get together?
Me and Connor and Henry were in bands before this. And when we were basically, we all befriended each other out at sixth form.
Oh, yeah, if you can hear me.
And we all just decided, with another friend of ours who's not here at the moment, but...
it's just too much talent to waste, really.
We all just decided that we'd all have a jam, just kind of see where it went, and then we end up forming, and yeah, and then a couple of years down the line, Kieran joined.
Okay, what other bands were you in? Oh, come on, we want to hear some good band names now.
You too.
No, good band names.
You heard the Beatles?
Yeah. No, any good?
No.
No.
they can remain unnamed.
Absolutely awful.
Okay, why did you choose Casa Kayla as a name?
I was listening to a DJ called Bonobo around the time that we formed, and I didn't know what Bonobo was.
Shout out to Bonobo.
So I googled him and I found out it was a breed of chimpanzee, and then as you're kind of going from page to page on the internet, I found this thing called the Casa Kayla Chimpanzee Community, and that name just stuck with me, and I proposed it to the guys.
I have to admit, I went on to Google Casa Kayla, and the first three hits came up with your band, which was great.
Oh, well,
and number four came up with Casa Kayla Chimpanzee Community in Tanzania, which I thought, this is probably where it's come from.
We have received some weirdly sized charitable donations recently.
It's all for the greater good, though, isn't it? Okay. How would you describe yourself to someone who hadn't heard you or seen you play?
Oh, this is hard. I'm not brave enough to do
really,
that.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Kind of loud. Definitely, like, some of our songs are quite indie pop, aren't they? And we've got,
yeah, I think we kind of go across quite,
I think,
quite broad.
Yeah, some of our influences, like Foals and that, are quite heavier. And then we like the popper side, like more poppy side, like Tame Impala sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I can hear a bit of, I mean, do they still call it math rock, or have we moved on to something else?
Yeah.
I do hear, obviously, a good chunk of that in the songs, which is great. So Foals is obviously... big influence on you, but you've still got a kind of a... It also sounds like a bit of a Britpoppy kind of 90s kind of sound to it as well.
Interesting. You can definitely hear that. Yeah, that's quite...
It's kind of,
I think we've always tried to avoid pigeonholing ourselves.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get stuck in one genre and then be defined for that, so there's many different influences.
That's
possible,
a good idea. Unfortunately, everybody will pigeonhole you.
Yeah.
just the way it goes.
But yeah, but I think that's other people's job.
Yeah, it's nice to, yeah, I suppose it's nice to hear people come up with, oh, you sound like such and such, and you never thought about it or heard it.
Yeah,
as long as it's someone you like, obviously.
A couple of times.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we had three songs tonight, and we had Peachy. I'm a little bit confused because your Facebook says that Peachy is your debut single, and you confirmed that tonight, which you released at the end of last year, was it? I think
September.
Yeah. But did you have an EP release before that?
Kind of. Yeah, we released kind of.
We were going to.
And
went south. Yeah,
it was more so. I'd just started sort of messing around with recording and sort of audio engineering, and we decided to sort of make a few sort of lighthearted demos, and then. Mm. Then when we started to move into the proper studio, that's when we sort of decided to remove it.
I find this is kind of a common thing now, where bands will just constantly release a debut single. for whatever reason, it's like, okay, well, we've got different different methods of delivery. You know, we've now got a physical single, or we're now on Bandcamp, or we've now got a management, or something like that. So suddenly a band will have a debut single over and over and over again. So this could be the first of many.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, I guess.
But how was the reaction to that when you released it? Did it go down well, the Peachy?
Good amongst our friends, definitely.
Yeah, it actually went down quite well. Like, we got picked up by BBC introducing an Essex.
And that got producer's pick, and that went.
So we were quite.
No one's been particularly rude yet. It's all been nice. Everyone's been nice to our faces.
Right. People, I look at a lot of reviews on the internet, and everybody just reviews the stuff they like now. There's nobody's being paid to be critical anymore. So you do get a lot of good reviews, which I suppose is nice that people hear you and then want to say something nice about you.
We've had a few that have been firm but fair, but sort of
critical
points. That it's always good to get constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Other than that, we've had some great reviews, I think.
Yeah. They're really the kind of things you look for more, though. I think you have constructive criticism at our stage, because you're always looking to kind of grow
and develop. Yeah. Also, it's like you said, debut single. It's not going to be Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. Some people will say thank God for that as well. Don't need two stairways to heaven, but you've had a bit of support from BBC in Merseyside as well.
Yeah, I'm at university there, and I emailed the single over to the local BBC introducing show,
right?
And they picked up, quite liked it, and they spun it on their BBC introducing show on a Saturday night.
Oh, I was going to think there had to be some kind of connection, so you suddenly says, "Oh yeah, I'm Liverpool born and bred."
A very kind of bad, dodgy accent on the phone to them.
Yeah, excellent. So that must be nice to hear other people picking up on your music as well.
Yeah, it's accepted.
Yeah. Yeah, but of course, we got you first, didn't we? First session Phoenix. Thank you very much for that. No, we're very pleased about that. You've done a few live gigs as well, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You've played Village Green a couple of times as well in South End, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, I think we played it twice now, once with Kieran.
That's my first gig, actually, so it's quite an special one, I guess.
Good memories.
Hopefully we do it again this year.
Yeah, it was really good fun. It was like they put us on last on the Village Youth Stage, which was really good fun. Like, really nice crowd. It was like sort of 7 o'clock, right as the sun was going down. Yeah. Like, really sort of everyone was enjoying themselves. It was
and we did smash it.
I think it was cool to say we clashed with Nothing But Thieves as well. That was.
Yeah, they played just before us, didn't they?
Oh, so just before us.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had even though it was a different stage,
had everyone rush over just to catch us in time.
Because it's a great place. Funny enough, I've been down to Chalkwell today because we're getting involved. We're going to have a little stage, and I mean it's going to be a little stage down there this year. So, but we were there last couple of years, and I didn't see you. But then it's just too big, isn't it? There's too much music and art going on there. But it's
wonderful that there's something like that in the local area, though. It's fantastic. It really nurtures like the local music and art scene.
Southend has got a fairly vibrant scene generally, hasn't it? A lot of musicians, a lot of diversity, and bands support each other and that kind of thing. I mean, do you think that kind of helps your development? Are you playing gigs and you're seeing the same people coming along? And
Definitely, and it also helps us kind of feeding off other people, kind of having other people to kind of gig with and stuff, and there's always people to do that with.
Yeah, I think you always learn off the other people you're with as well. Yeah,
and a bit, I guess, friendly competition as well with other bands. Like, very much of them are our age.
Yeah,
kind of always.
It's nice when you're
softening, but like,
yeah, but it does. I think it pushes you to be a better band. When you know there's a band you know, and they release something, and you're like, oh, that's really good. We have to do better than that.
Yeah.
Are there any? I mean, we talked about some of the bands that you like Foals and so on. But are there any bands in Southend that you particularly like going out to see?
Actually, Nothing But Thieves playing tonight.
Chinneries, I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
A bit late if you're listening to the radio and you want to get down there, I think. But yeah,
I think it's been sold out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
so they're pretty cool.
Definitely a youth club as well.
Yeah, it's great to see youth club doing so well. Like, we recorded with Reese, so yeah, it's particularly good seeing them doing well.
Yeah,
been around for a while as well.
It's definitely deserved.
Yeah, they started really starting to pick up, and it's fantastic to see them doing so well and getting like national. I mean, they're on Radio 1 for a week, weren't they? It's fantastic for them.
Yeah, no, it's good to see local bands. You know, it's quite a strong scene at the moment in Essex, isn't it?
Southend's definitely getting its name stamped all over Radio 1 and a lot of the bigger radio stations. With so many people doing so well, it's helping everyone else out.
Yeah. I didn't actually realise how big our band scene is until I got to uni and started speaking to some other people, and I think we're really lucky to have the kind of scale we do and the diversity amongst different bands.
Even just the venues, there's so many fantastic venues locally, like the Railway, Chinneries, like even the ship, like loads of like local, like, and the Peter Boat and stuff always do like really good live music, and it's just continuous, and there's always something to do, someone to go and see it somewhere during the week.
Definitely not something to take for granted, is it?
No, no, not at all.
I'm quite lucky with that.
I mean, it's not just in Southend. You've played some other places as well, haven't you? You've done quite a few gigs, haven't you, so far? But they're mostly in Essex, haven't they?
Yeah.
You haven't been tempted to get a shed load of friends and call up a few A&R people and play a couple of the places in East London yet?
I just don't have that many friends.
We're hoping to kind of
branch out into London. We'd love to do a Northern show, I think, as well.
Yeah, but then because me, Ben, and Kieran all being based up in there.
Yeah, a Manchester or Liverpool gig would be.
That's
be
that's really the difficult part of the minute. I think everyone's spread out across the country at university, so they're all home for the summer.
Yeah,
of course, because it's Easter now. It's still Easter, isn't it? Yeah, that's right.
One more month each, and then we're back into the full swing of gigs and stuff again.
Right, I think it means that we really kind of get the most out of it though when we're all back from university, and something we like. It's all something we all really love doing, and just really
it just shows
enjoy.
You can still do it.
It seems like you've got a lot of drive, because if you are at different universities throughout the year, but you're still active and you're obviously looking for sessions, you're contacting radio stations to get airplay, so you haven't just forgotten about the music, which is great, because we all got to have a diversion hobby. It can't just be working all the time, can it? I don't know what universities are like these days. It can't just be working all the time. So hopefully, maybe, you know, in the summer you arrange a few more gigs and that kind of thing.
Definitely on the cards.
Okay, and did you mention that you're going to be releasing more singles? Was that Oxblood was an old one, but you're going to be releasing some new stuff as well, aren't you?
Definitely looking
to. We plan to record again in the summer.
As soon as really.
Maybe hopefully two or
hopefully
more.
Hopefully two,
Okay, so you could say you're going to release two more, did you say?
That's the tentative plan, yeah.
Is there any...
Play it by ear.
So at the moment it's just kind of singles or EPs, you're not really thinking about a full-blown concept album or something?
No. I think we want to just kind of really improve our writing before we sing things like that, and it's really important for us at the moment, I think, just to grow like organically as a band and kind of really just make ourselves as good as we can before we release anything like of that scale.
Yeah, are you getting any interest from people saying, oh, I think I can get your gigs, I think I can get your recordings? Or
we've had a couple of promoters and things, but I think they've been people from, like, I don't know.
There's definitely an interest. Like, people are interested in us, they're interested in our sound and interested in working with us, which is the positive thing about it. There are people from all over the country that are interested, so there's always something to do.
I think patience is important, though. We're all obviously in different parts of the country, so I think, like Joel said, it's important that we sort of hone our craft before.
Mm.
You can really go for it.
It's probably a good idea as long as you keep the momentum going, because these things can easily drop. You just got to keep at it when
that's
you can, when you're all
just
together.
Just kind of keeping the ball rolling with it, basically, and just making sure we just kind of keep on progressing, whether it's one of us just writing in our rooms at uni and just putting it on our Facebook inbox and saying, oh, I wrote this the other day, like, what do you all think? And just kind of, keeping it ticking, as you said.
I think being in the band, we've just learned so much more about music and each other and doing different bits and pieces. I mean, I'm doing an audio engineering degree at uni, and just from being in the band, it's helped me leaps and bounds.
Oh, right, okay. So practical use, then?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
Something more than just playing the bass. So.
No, it's good to know, yeah. Okay, so where can people find out more about you if they want to find out more about you?
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Right, I mean, in the old days, we used to just reel out web addresses, and people don't really do that anymore because you can just search for it. But having said that, everyone uses something more than all the others. So what's your favourite social... Where are you most likely to be active on social media?
Twitter, probably.
Pretty good, I think.
Yeah. Twitter.
But Facebook, I really like Instagram. Just generally.
Just out there. I kind of like Instagram, but isn't it just all the other ones? Because it's just photos, isn't it, really?
I guess you get a little bit more creative with it as well, like with Instagram.
We show like small clips of like songs we're working on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Show our beautiful faces.
Yeah. Where do you get the most reaction as a band, do you think?
Ooh,
we've had quite a few like fans.
I think Instagram.
Instagram, okay.
Or Instagram.
So that's where you got to be. So you're Casa Kayla Music on Instagram, aren't you?
Yeah. And that's the same on Twitter as well.
Same on Twitter, but on Facebook Casa Kayla. Okay. Did somebody take Casa Kayla on the other ones then? On Instagram and Twitter?
Must have been those darn monkeys.
Yeah, monkey teaching's obviously gone a long way in
their Instagram's
Tanzania.
Better than ours.
Okay, so if people want to follow you, Instagram and Twitter, and they can keep an eye on maybe the Facebook as well, and they can keep an eye on that. So hopefully later in the year, then more gigs and a couple more singles.
Make sure on Instagram you turn on the notifications button on the top right as soon as you follow us to keep us on your feed.
That is a good idea, because social media is great, but they don't like you using it for free, do they? They do want to make everybody pay to read your posts, which isn't very nice. So yeah, you're absolutely right. Get the notifications on. Agree with that. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to say thanks very much to all of you, Joel, Ben, Henry, Connor and Kieran,
for
coming in today.
Really
enjoyed it. Keep in touch with us and let us know how all the songwriting goes. Cheers.
Awesome. Cheers.